Today's big idea. Warehouses aren't crying out for more forklifts or flashy humanoids. They need better decisions. With staffing squeezes and tighter margins, the quickest wins come from systems that give you live visibility and a coherent model of the whole operation.
When we say autonomy here, we mean software that orchestrates choices, routing, slotting, sequencing, not just physical bots. Think optimization layers, rule engines, and closed-loop controls that steer people and machines.
A concrete win is a digital twin. Mirror the warehouse, run scenarios when demand spikes, and choose temporary layout or labor changes instead of buying new kit. That lets you defer big capital and react faster to disruption.
Labor shortages change the calculus. Systems that predict pick rates and shift workloads let managers smooth demand across teams, prioritize tasks, and reduce overtime. That operational leverage often outperforms adding headcount or new equipment.
From an investment view, start with data and control layers. Improve sensing, integrate WMS, TMS, and then add decision software. Incremental rollouts show ROI sooner and reduce the risk of expensive rip-and-replace projects.
You also need human-centered design. Operators must trust recommendations, understand why the system routes work a certain way, and be trained to use exception workflows. That trust is where automation goes from gimmick to tool.
Don't ignore the downsides. Messy data, brittle integrations, vendor lock-in, and cyber exposure. Open interfaces, standards, and governance are the plumbing that makes decision layers reliable and portable over time.
So here's the takeaway. Treat autonomy as a decision layer that increases agility and defers capital intensity. Invest first in data, interfaces, and people. The robots follow when the decisions they act on are mature. That's our roundup. Thanks for listening.